pocket to the shores of Orange Beach and all points in between. An insider's perspective on Alabama politics. It's the Jeff Poor Show.
I don't think Hank done it this way.
Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5, hour number three underway. We certainly do appreciate you listening. Still to come on the program this morning, Alabama Today's April Marie Fogle. That's about a half hour from now. Make sure you stick around for that. By the way, 251-343-0106. Hit us up on that text line. Let us know what you're seeing out there. Keep an eye on the tropics. Also, just a bit of housekeeping here. We had a little bit of a brownout or something there at the transmitter for about 30 seconds, but we're back up and running. But as always, this is an important reminder. It gives me an opportunity to tell you we got a new app for your phone, FM Talk 106.5. Just do a search for it on the App Store or wherever or whatever your phone may be, and you get to hear the dulcet tones of my voice even without the fuzz and the static in the event of anything should go haywire. We're still up there. We're always there. Or if you're out of town and you want to keep up with the program, be sure to get that app. Joining us now, very pleased to bring on my next guest. He's running for state auditor. Stan Cook is his name. Stan, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jeff. How are you today?
Doing well. Glad you could make time for us. Always appreciate that. Getting these candidates on, you just announced you're running for the seat currently occupied by Jim Ziegler. He cannot run again. He is term limited. But tell us a little bit about yourself and then why you're running for this position at this time.
Well, Jeff, I was born in Jasper, Alabama, raised in a small coal mining town in Somerton, Walker County. And spent much of my life in the ministry, also in the business world. Pastored one church here in Jefferson County for over 18 years. And I'm the president and founder of a global world missions organization where we support missionaries around the world, particularly in Israel. We have a Christian school and benevolent centers all throughout the Middle East. And it's a very rewarding job. We get to see very large budgets, and we manage those budgets quite well, either in the local church, in the state, or around the world. And that budget management facet of my life has, I think, prepared me for an office such as state auditor. Very concerned about our state. I love my state. I'm proud of it. I'm not ashamed of Alabama. I'm very proud of it. But I believe it's time to bring accountability, integrity, and transparency to the state auditor's office and to state government as well. And that's what I'm going to be talking to the people of Alabama about. The abuse of tax dollars, the wasteful spending of the state government, how federal government intrusion impacts our local economies and state taxes, and what we can do to clean up our act and be a better state and make it better for everyone in this state to live.
All right, and you know, the auditor's office, I think certainly been, certainly with Jim Ziegler has kind of made it more notable than maybe it has in the past. But you know, how much can you think you can accomplish under the way that office is designated now that it audits property? Do you have to go above and beyond what the stated objective of that office is?
Well, Jeff, I think the first thing that we have to do is make the public aware of its constitutional responsibility and then remind the House and the Senate and the governor of its constitutional responsibility. We have a problem. We have this albatross of a bureaucracy called the Alabama Department of Examiners of Public Accounts. It was created in 1883. It's been glossed over and hidden from the voter of Alabama. This is a bloated bureaucracy. It's wasting millions of tax dollars doing the same identical job that the state auditor is supposed to do. If you actually go to their website and look at their front page, it is the same listing of responsibilities of the state auditor. Here's the difference. The state auditor is elected by the people of the state of Alabama and is responsible to the voter. the Office of Examiner of Public Accounts is only held accountable to a board of senators and House members, and the state voter has absolutely no idea what goes on in that office, how they operate, how much money they spend, and their budget is 10 times greater than the state auditor's budget, and the person that is in charge of that office makes at least twice what the state auditor makes. If the state wants to save money, you can eliminate that office today and save millions over the course of 4 years. And the constitutional responsibility will fall back into the office of the state auditor. That's one thing that the state auditor can do. Another thing, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, it seems to me the way that is set up, that you're essentially telling the government or the legislature to watch itself. And so, well, maybe not the legislature, but the legislature is getting to dictate to how it's going to oversee the executive, and there's not really that democratic opportunity there where people could vote on who they would like to do that. It seems like government designated an entity to watch over itself instead of the public designated that entity.
Well, it is the typical saying that the fox is watching the hen house, and the voter of Alabama has no idea what's going on behind closed doors. It's time to bring that to the light of day. Make the voter aware of what's going on. The state auditor can do many great things for the taxpayer, like giving a public accounting of every piece of property that is owned in this state, how it is being abused, neglected, or stolen. Give a public report about that every month or every quarter through either a press conference or on the website. Another problem is addressing areas of business that the state of Alabama should not even be in. The state should never compete with local business. We should never have a state department or agency. And that's money being spent on property. I'll give you a good example. Every ABC store, liquor store in Alabama, that is Alabama property, it's either bought with tax dollars or leased with tax dollars. And those properties are in direct competition with private business in Alabama. Now, it doesn't matter how you feel about drinking, whether you're pro or con. And I don't drink. I don't advocate it. But that's not the reason for me saying this. We are in competition with private business at the state level. And that is supposed to be illegal. And all of that money could be brought back into the state coffers to be spent on better programs for the state, whether it's Medicaid or other issues, but we're spending it on buying property, insuring that property, leasing property, and this should not be happening.
And that's been a decades-long ordeal with, and there's been efforts in the past to extricate get the state of Alabama being in the liquor business and competing with private industry is one thing. But you dig a little deeper there and you see the reasons why the system continues to exist. And it appears that you have some outside influences that are standing to gain, not just the state or whatever, but, with these leases in these parcels, and you look at it, it's the who's who of the powerful in Alabama, that there's, an element there that I don't think a lot of people are aware of when we talk about the ABC stores around the state.
Yeah. If the voter found out who actually owned the property that the state was leasing from, who the individuals were, whether they are large business corporations or elected senators or House members, I think it would be very upsetting, and we could bring this to the forefront immediately and get the state out of this business. Let private business do its thing. Business always accomplishes the goal better than the government, and the government does not need to be running liquor stores. It's time to bring that to an end.
Is that something you think that will be an issue in an auditor's race? Because I look at the landscape right now, and I'm sure you're aware of the other candidates that are either about to announce or thinking about getting in and running for this spot as well. I mean, how does that play out? If y'all got on stage together and you're going to have a debate, do ABC stores, is that in the conversation? What else do you bring up? How do you contrast yourself from anybody else that might be running for that office?
Well, sure. Well, I can't speak to anyone else who is running, what their agenda may be. The ABC store was a fine point of a much larger problem. And I will be telling the people in Alabama about the large problems that need to be addressed, why they are existing, and how we resolve them. I'm a big picture man. The ABC store issue is a pinpoint of a small area of a much larger problem. And we've got to rein government back in, government within its constitutional boundaries. And I think the people are demanding that accountability. They need integrity restored back to state government, and they need transparency on everything that the state government does. And that's going to be the three main areas that I talk about: state accountability, state integrity, and state transparency. We have to have that, and the circus, the fun, and the games in Montgomery has to come to a stop.
I mean, don't you find that to be the case, that there seems to be not just state government, and this may be a problem at the federal level, but it trickles down to the state, county, municipal level. People are losing confidence in our institutions in this country, and they're losing confidence in state government for a variety of reasons, and that's in an office like auditor, it would seem the purpose of the auditor would be to at least try to restore some of that confidence. But it hasn't been able to, you know, just because they've really stripped a lot of that authority away from that office.
And Jeff, you're right, and I will be working hard to restore all of the responsibility and funding back to that office. I will work with the House and Senate leadership to make that happen. But I want to remind your audience today of one thing. Government is nebulous. It is only as good as the people we elect to office. There's no such thing as bad government or good government when it comes to our constitutional republic. There's bad people and there's good people. There's people with integrity and people that do not have it. And the government of Alabama will only rise as high as the people we elect to the offices. And that's why I'm running. I think I can take this office to a higher level, give it greater level of integrity, definite transparency, integrity, and accountability to the voter. You can't do that when its powers have been stripped away and given to a bureaucracy. But we're going to do everything we can to make the voter proud, proud to be an Alabamian, and I will do everything to make them proud that they voted for me next year.
Stan, we're out of time here, but folks want to find out more about you, your campaign, where to look. Tell them where to go.
Well, you can go to our webpage at Stan Cook for Auditor, or we have a Facebook page as well, Stan Cook for Auditor. You can go there. Or your audience can call me. I'll give you my cell phone number. I'm open and available. That's what I mean about being transparent. I'll give you my number now, Jeff. It is 205-922-3579. Any of your voters, listeners can call me, ask me about the campaign. I will answer their questions, and we want to be accessible to the people of Alabama.
Stan, we appreciate your time. I'm sure we'll talk again real soon as this election cycle seems to continue on.
Jeff, thank you so much for your time, and I wish your audience well, and I wish you well.
All right. We do appreciate it. Stan Cook, running for state auditor. That's Cook with an E, ladies and gentlemen, by the way. We got to get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Poore Show at FM Talk 106.5.